You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This is the time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Saturday, and we're also going to look back at the Friday of the Cheltenham Festival, some of the big races that have taken place today. My name's John Gibby and I'm joined once again on the podcast by Ross Briley. Hello, Ross.
Hello, John Gibby.
Are you good? Have you enjoyed the Cheltenham Festival? Well, as we record this, we've still got about three races left. Well, exactly three races left, but so far.
It could go, I could really, really dislike the last three, and it turned my opinion. No,
You know what they say, there's nothing like a poor quality renewal of the Fox Hunters to ruin a Cheltenham Festival.
I dispute that. I think it's on paper, it looks a very good renewal, but, you know, who knows. It's been a great week, yeah. Obviously, it gets to this point, and it's fairly exhausting, all the adrenaline that goes into the Gold Cup in particular, which was a remarkable renewal. Every single horse you would want to run in the Gold Cup this year ran in it, and Willie Mullins finally got that monkey off his back with Album Photo. But yeah, I mean, I thought they were running the Grand Annual in the first couple of furlongs. I think this is the thing that people don't mention enough about the Gold Cup, is the trip is one thing, but the fact that they go an insane pace from the word go. 3 mile, 2 furlongs is one thing, but 3 mile, 2 furlongs at full pelt is another test entirely. And Album Photo, a slightly surprise winner. You know, some of us fancied him, some of us talked ourselves out of him.
Yeah, I don't know who that might be referring to, Ross. Anyway, I'll back that as over. Let's remind ourselves of what happened in the closing stages of this year's Cheltenham Gold Cup.
They run towards the final turn, a hugely wide open race. Native River driven along in front. Is he there on Sufferance? Clandes Obo appearing on his inside. Album Photo comes there strongly. Here's Bristol Demai having a going day out wide from Annabelle Fly, an elegant escape, and then presenting Percy as Might Bite drops away. This is the second last. Album Photo comes through to take it up. Album Photo reaches for it. He was untidy from Clandes Obo, the grey Bristol Demai, then Native River and Annabelle Fly approaching the last. Paul Townend on Album Photo, and he's safely over and drawing away. 4 or 5 lengths to Bristol Demai, then Annabelle Fly, Native River and Clandes Obo, and stretching out up the hill, it's Album Photo. Annabelle Fly is staying on well, but no photo required. Album Photo wins the Magnus Cheltenham Gold Cup. Annabelle Fly closing well up the hill in second. Bristol Demai a big run in third, followed by Native River and Clandes Obo.
Album Photo there, winning the 2019 Cheltenham Gold Cup for Willie Mullins. And we're recording this, Ross, right in the immediate aftermath of the race, so there's lots to sort of digest and go through there. Is it fair to say that a number of the key contenders have disappointed, maybe strong, but not run their race?
Have they? Well, I don't think Presenting Percy did, but there's two things. Obviously, the preparation has been very strange, and Davy Russell's also been quite short on confidence, I've felt, this week, and that showed, I think, with an odd ride. Clandes Obo, I just don't think, gets up that hill. There's been a couple of times where he's struggled. But he will no doubt go very close to... I'd be very surprised if he doesn't defend his King George crown. So, yeah, maybe he's not performed. I think Native River has run a blinder, but I just think it was a deeper race this year. I don't know whether they have underperformed. I think they've actually kind of run to... They've kind of run to the negatives that could have got them beat. Presenting Percy didn't look ready. Clandes Obo, there was always concerns about the track. And Native River... there's always the concern of you just coming up against a fresh set of legs. I think it's actually pretty solid form, and an Annibal Fly as well, back in third, is kind of the horse you rate the whole race around. So no, I think he's up to scratch.
I think one of the questions that some people would have had about Album Photo coming into the race would be his jumping. And there were one or two sketchy moments in the race for him, certainly, but certainly an element of his racing style, of his game, if you like, that has improved to a certain extent since he fell in the RSA last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year was a bit of a nightmare. He fell in the RSA. Obviously, Paul Townend ran him out at the Punchestown Festival, so... And it's interesting that they have kind of kept the cotton wool on him this year as well. He's only raced once. That was an easy win at Tramore. He was pulled out of Leopardstown. It might well be, yeah, that he is his own worst enemy. Mm. But he was in the right place at the right time. I thought that was the main thing about Paul Townend today. Presenting Percy and Kenboy, for example, or Bells Hill, were a bit too far behind. Native River and Might Bite were dueling it out. Where's the best place to be? Slap bang in the middle.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the earlier races on the card at Cheltenham today, the other two Group 1s, or Grade 1s, and we'll start with the Triumph Hurdle. Let's remind ourselves of the closing stages.
It is Keldestan, but a posse on either side. Towards the inside, a Jolly travelling into it. Traffic problems then for Pentland Hill. Also taken back, Gardens of Babylon. Towards the near side, coming very strongly, it's Curse Sublime. And then Tiger Tap Tap. They're still a quarter of a mile from home. Pentland Hill's over on the far side, travelling well. So too on the near side, Curse Sublime. Then Keldestan, who is back in third. Gardens of Babylon trying to stay on in fourth. The final flight in the Triumph. And on the near side, it was Curse Sublime. Over on the far side, Pentland Hills. Pentland Hills now comes and takes the lead with another half a furlong to go. Pentland Hills surging home in the hands of Nico de Boinville to give Nicky Henderson a record seventh win in the Triumph Hurdle. It's Pentland Hills who beat Curse Sublime back in third, Gardens of Babylon.
Pentland Hills there winning the Triumph for Nicky Henderson and Nico de Boinville, which is the first race on the Friday here. Ross, obviously a race that was overshadowed by the fatal injury that was sadly sustained by Sir Eric there, which has obviously cast a shadow over the race. But on the other side of things, it was a good effort from Pentland Hills to come and win on only second start over hurdles.
Yeah, I mean, you never want to see what happened to Sir Eric happen at all. Obviously, the added focus that it was such a well-backed, fancied favourite is always going to heap on more pressure as well. But it was just a bad error. It was just almost a bad accident, wasn't it? It was just an unfortunate incident. But the winner has absolutely sluiced up. Despite being keen, despite on paper being, you know, very inexperienced, it's absolutely rattled up the hill. I didn't think it was a vintage Triumph before the race, and I'm still not entirely convinced it is either. So, but then the time was pretty good. I mean, it was faster than the county hurdle against older horses. Obviously, you got Grade One against handicappers, but it was a pretty impressive performance for Pentland Hills, but potentially a bit of an odd race.
Nicky Henderson, after the Triumph, was saying he's got sort of a long way to go to be a champion hurdle horse, which is often what we talk about in terms of Triumph winners, in terms of a next logical step. Is it tricky with these top class four-year-olds, as they are by this point in the season, or very promising four-year-olds, in terms of knowing where to place them going forwards? Because actually, if you think back of winners of the Triumph in the last, you know, 5-10 years or so, it is quite often it's been a race where the placed horses, or even horses that finish down the fields, go on to have more fruitful careers at an older age than the winners of the race.
Yeah, it's like child stars in Hollywood, isn't it? Often the biggest ones that at a young age often lose their way.
Did you just come up with that now?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I don't quite know where that came from. But you know, the ones who are like, oh, I remember them in films. I wonder what they're up to. They've gone off and done other things, but it's but the horses down the field and the ones who gradually warm to their task are ones who have more fruitful careers. I agree. It is quite tough to know what to do with Pentland Hills. Does he look a champion hurdle winner in waiting? Not necessarily, but who knows? Quite frankly, he was a slow burner on the flat, so we don't quite know what he's got in the locker. But yeah, that's down the line. They'll have the win today.
And the other great one on Friday was the Albert Bartlett, of course, the staying novices hurdle. Let's hear what happened in that race.
They're racing down inside the final quarter mile. It's Minella Indo who still has the lead and has the rail to help. Staying on, Commander of Fleet has now got to within two lengths as they cross over the last. Minella Indo still has a lead of a length and a half. But Commander of Fleet is continuing to stay on. They've now gone clear of the third. Ella O, they've got another 100 yards to go. It's Rachel Blackmore and Minella Indo. And Minella Indo has taken the Albert Bartlett. In second place was Commander of Fleet. Back in third was Ella O, and in fourth over the line, Dickie Diver.
Minella Indo there winning the Albert Bartlett. Surprise winner there, Ross. I'm sure the powers that be here at William Hill were happy with that one.
Yeah, absolutely. A horse who bolted up in a 3 mile point to point, so looked a staying chaser in the making, but that inexperience didn't stop it. Out there from the outset, another win for Rachel Blackmore as well. She's been riding really well this week. And one of the few horses who'd actually run over 3 miles. Obviously, a lot of runners in the Albert Bartlett not quite getting home.
I thought probably halfway through the sort of second circuit, I thought that that Birchdale was home and hosed there, but he's found nothing off the bridle. Do you think? Well, he's clearly one of those who hasn't seen out the trip well. Do you think you bring him back in trip?
I mean, yeah, he went over 2.5 last time out, didn't he? Mm. So it was a big ask. The horse to take out of it without a shadow of a doubt for me is Dickie Diver, who. I think looks a remarkable horse. He should have won on debut. He coasted home at Chepstow last time out, and he was so keen throughout that race. He went all the way around the outside, and he's still come home and finished fourth. He looks raw but incredibly talented. So, I mean, like the Triumph, horses beaten in the Albert Bartlett go on to have good careers. So, like I said, we've already met Paisley Park, Native River. A lot of horses beaten in the race have gone on to bigger and better things. So look down the field at horses who haven't quite handled the gallop over 3 miles, and you're sure to find some nice horses for the future. But just a really good ride by Rachel Blackmore, because the rest of them all got in each other's way and she galloped them into submission.
Well, those were the great ones on the final day of the Cheltenham Festival. And we've got more live racing action to come on Saturday, Ross. It's the Midlands National, of course, meeting at Uttoxeter, which is traditionally the sort of Amber Eve fixture following the Cheltenham Festival. You've got two selections for the day's action. What have you gone for?
Yeah, well, we've also got the relatively new... idea of throwing some consolation races in at Kempton, haven't we, over the past few years? So we've got some decent racing on Saturday. The 240 at Kempton intrigued me. The Silver Plate, won by Mike Bite back in 2016, Brio Conti in 2017, Kildasart last year. So a really good lineup of horses.
If you win this race, you too could almost be going on to Cheltenham Festival Glory next year.
Absolutely, yeah. Which I think for most of these connections, they'd be thrilled to bits with. The horse that interests me is Marlavus, who, as his name suggests, is by Marla. Trained by Warren Greatrex, just a bit of a slow burner, really. Was a half-decent hurdler in his early career and then kind of lost his way a bit. But this season, a good second at Cheltenham, a good sixth at Aintree in a really good race. Then a wind-up and a saunter to victory at Kelso. It was a bad race, but it was a very impressive performance, and I think there's a little bit more to come from Marlavus. He's got cheap pieces on as well. He looks a ready-made improver for me. And the other one is a horse I quite like. He hasn't quite paid me back for that positivity yet, and that's Get on the Jaeger, which I'm sure you will be tonight, John.
Know me well.
You're always knocking back the shots. Yeah, Get on the Jaeger. He ran in this race last year off a mark of 140. This year comes here off 133. Has run twice at Weatherby behind Willie Boy over 2.3. And then at Ascot last time out behind Surname over 2.5. No chance whatsoever in those races. The ground was too soft for it last year. Back down to a nice mark. Another crack at this marathon trip. He looks overpriced to me.
The thoughts are of Ross Briley on the Cheltenham Festival Friday and Saturday's racing action. Don't forget, you can listen to it on Racing Radio. Gordon Brown will be your host, Paddy Aspel and Ollie Pimlott joining him in the studio, hopefully, to try and pick out the winners. And thanks for being with us over the Cheltenham Festival period, here with us on the Racing Podcast and on William Hill Racing Radio. More fantastic racing to come in the next few months as well, of course, and more editions of the Racing Podcast, including with this man in the future, no doubt, as well. And Ross, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Sayonara.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.